Proverbs 13:9 says, "The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out." As we look at the second half of this proverb, we have to start with a comparison of terms. The light of the righteous versus the lamp of the wicked. That contrast might not stand out at first glance, but there is a difference. You see, the use of the word light is used to represent an illuminating, bright light. But the word lamp represents a flickering, dim light. The comparison is like stepping outside on a sunny, bright afternoon day and comparing that to sitting in a room where the only light is coming from a candle or an oil lamp. It's a huge contrast. Matthew Henry described it like this, quote, "The lamp of the wicked burns dimly and faint. It looks melancholy, like a taper in an urn, and it will shortly be put out in utter darkness," end quote. The lamp of the wicked can also be seen as comparing sunlight to a campfire, as Isaiah 50 verse 11 puts it, "Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled, this shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow." Or as our proverb states it again, "But the lamp of the wicked shall be put out." So the case of the wicked is altogether sad. Their light is dim to begin with, and without the light of Christ, the lamp of the wicked just puts out enough light to deceive the wicked into thinking that they're just fine. In all the years that I've tried to talk to people about Jesus Christ or hand out gospel tracts, the thing I've heard most often from those who refuse to hear it or to receive the gospel tract is, "No thanks, I'm fine," or they'll just say, "I'm good." And I'll ask, "What makes you think you're fine or good?" And many times they just walk away. But when I do get an answer, it's always some sort of appeal to their lamp, so to speak. When the lost sinner is asked why he thinks he's fine or good, he's almost always going to point to his flickering dim lamp with things like, "I'm a pretty decent person. I do the best I can. I think God knows that. I'm a church member and I was baptized. It's not like I'm a rapist or murderer." Think of how sad and pathetic their lamp is when compared to the light of the righteousness of God in the flesh, the person of Jesus Christ. The wicked want to hold up that dim, dull lamp of their feeble efforts at being a good person and doing good works against the magnificent, bright, illuminating light of the holy, sinless Son of God. John 1, 4 and 5 says about Jesus, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And again in John 1, 9 through 12, "That was the true light," capital L on that word light, by the way, "which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." We must come to the light of Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness of sins by faith in his shed blood on the cross. And that means the wicked must repent of the sins that darken his or her life and repent of his own pathetic attempts at being his own light. The wicked must repent of the unbelief that has kept him in the dark and repent of his false beliefs that make him or her think that their lamp can compare to the light of Jesus Christ and can compare to the gospel of the grace of God unto salvation. That's what it means when it says in our proverb, "But the lamp of the wicked shall be put out." If the light of Jesus Christ is rejected, then the lamp of the wicked will be of no use. It just goes out. And if you've come to the light, never forget that without his light, your lamp would also be put out. Give your praise and thanks to the Heavenly Father for his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.